80% of Canadians shop online, and far too many of them are being duped. The Better Business Bureau has released the results of an investigative study, Fakes Are Not Fashionable, a BBB study of the epidemic of counterfeit goods sold online. Peter Morehouse is the CEO of the Better Business Bureau Atlantic. He joins me live by phone. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
How big is the problem?
It's huge. And actually, this is why we felt this study was important to release, is that the scope and scale of the problem took us off guard. And I think a lot of other people will be taken off guard as well. One in four people, some reports have shown, have bought something online that turned out to be counterfeit. And close to home, right within Canada, a fraud investigator with the RCMP estimates that 70 to 80% of online orders turn out to be counterfeit in some ways.
What type of goods are most likely to be counterfeited?
It tends to be things that we buy as kind of a vanity or a comfort item. So things like sporting goods, things like cosmetics, toys and games, handbags, purses, clothing, jewelry. These are kind of the target areas for these scammers.
Who's circulating these goods?
Well, I don't think many people would be surprised that most of these goods have an origin in China. Mm-hmm. So most of them are being manufactured in China and either being directly drop shipped to addresses in Canada and the U.S. Some of them are actually being imported first, smuggled into the country, as it were, and then distributed from an address in Canada or the United States, so they look a little bit more legitimate. But one of the investigations, the international investigations, found that the payments processed in these cases were processed, the vast majority were processed by a small number of banks in China.
So are people just simply drawn to a low price point, thinking they're getting the deal of the day, consequently being duped?
You know, that's a great question, and it used to be that we could just warn people that if a price seemed too good to be true, to avoid it. But the scammers are getting really, really smart, and unfortunately, I have to report that a lot of people are being taken in by selling prices that actually seem legit because they're pretty close to the actual selling price. One of our local scam tracker reports, there was a woman who was buying what she thought were two pairs of Birkenstocks that were, you know, maybe about a 30% price, 30% discount off the original. So really, really close to what the originals would have been. And unfortunately, when she received the package, it was basically a pair of plastic dollar store type flip-flops, not Birkenstocks at all.
And so now we've identified a problem. What's actually being done to curb it?
So there are a number of organizations that are cracking down, the police, for sure. The Canadian Border Services Agency are looking very closely at packages coming into the country for problems like this. And there is some success. The Canadian Anti-Fraud Center reported that they have helped over 40,000 Canadians over the last 5 years. They've gotten about $14 million back from purchases that were fraudulent in some way. The credit card companies are also becoming a little bit more aggressive. So Visa, MasterCard, the other companies are moving really, really quickly to reverse those charges and alert the authorities when they notice patterns where the payments are being processed. So there are agencies that are cracking down. The importance of this study is really just an awareness piece to let people know how widespread the problem really is.
And so that's one thing for agencies to be investigating after the fact. What's the recommendations or advice for consumers so that they don't end up getting taken in the first place?
Yeah, we have a couple of tips. And first and foremost is know where and who you're buying from. So let me just backtrack a second and say one of the reasons why so many people are being taken in by this is because the scammers are getting very good at stealing photos. So they go to a legitimate brand's website, download a photo of a product, and then use them in the fake ads. And then they use social media and what we call black hat SEO. So basically using search terms that will drive people to these fake sites instead of the legitimate ones. So back to the point, know where you're buying from, know who you're buying from. If you don't see a legitimate, reputable site in that address bar, you really should think twice about making that purchase. And we all know, the big ones, the Amazons and so forth, those are the places, the brand themselves, those are the places that you can go and be fairly comfortable that you're going to get what you're looking for. The second thing, look for fake reviews. We're getting pretty good, I think, at evaluating whether a customer review is legitimate or not. So just look at the reviews and use your sort of intuition to figure out if what you're looking at is real.
You got to have your spidey sense on full attack all the time. They're either trying to steal your personal information and or hoodwink you with some counterfeit goods. Peter, we always appreciate your time, and this is an important report that you've delivered this morning.
Always a pleasure.
Stay in touch. That's Peter Morehouse. He's the CEO of the Better Business Bureau Atlantic.